B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A dog walker who threw a bag of poop at what's called, this is in the UK, so a milk float was punched so hard that he was left with a broken jaw and a missing tooth after the milkman lost his temper.
Whoa.
Mr. Boyes alleged the milkman almost hit him and his dog with his float. The dog walker was so incensed that when he saw McLeod minutes later, he lobbed a bag of the freshly collected dog poop at his vehicle. And a court heard how Mr. McLeod, a milkman for 40 years, then jumped out of the float and launched a ferocious attack on Mr. Boyes. I'm assuming it's like a milk truck, I guess.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Boyes suffered a fractured jaw and a lost tooth. He also needed surgery to have a metal plate fitted. Appearing at Crown Court this week, McLeod was handed a 21-month sentence suspended for 2 years. He pleaded guilty to assault, and his lawyer said Mark Stewart. His lawyer, Mark Stewart, said that his client didn't think he drove too close to Mr. Boyes and questioned how fast a milk float could possibly have been going. He did admit McLeod lost his temper and reacted very badly. Mr. Stewart said he's both ashamed and very remorseful, particularly with the injury to the complaint.
He's also a lunatic.
And the defendant was ordered to complete 30 rehabilitation days, 120 hours unpaid work, and pay Mr. Boyes about $1,000.
You put a lunatic like that behind the wheel of a milk float?
Oh, you never know what's going to happen. A probable cause statement released on Thursday said an argument over a man asking his dog to poop led to a deadly shooting.
Oh, man.
I have a few dog stories. According to the document, a man and his girlfriend were walking their dog. This is in Denver, by the way. The male victim told police that he prompted his dog to poop, and a man in the apartment yelled at him saying, "Are you going to train your dog or just yell at it?" The victim also told police that he tried to ignore the suspect, but the suspect proceeded to fire shots hitting him and his girlfriend.
From his window?
Yeah, and the man's girlfriend was killed in the shooting.
Oh, wow.
It's terrible.
Over a dog taking a dump?
Yeah, or at least the guy telling the dog to take a dump. The man was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. The female was identified as Isabella Fallis. She just turned 21 that week, by the way. The male victim was Darian Simone. He's 26. Police said the shooting happened just before noon. The suspect identified as Michael Close. He is being held for investigation of first-degree murder and aggravated assault. Now, two Kentucky residents were indicted Monday for sexual crimes against an animal. And the reason I bring this up is this is Kentucky's first indictment of bestiality since the act was outlawed in 2019. It was just outlawed last year.
We did it.
The jury indicted Christopher Jones and Nolene Horn on two counts of sexual crimes against an animal.
Nolene, I hear it's illegal now. What? Never been illegal here. Last year.
Sexual crimes against an animal is a Class D felony. The law, which took effect on June 27, 2019, made sexual crimes committed against an animal a Class D felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Court date is scheduled for the...
Which one is it, Fido?
The defendant's argument on June 23rd. But up until then, it was all...
Yeah.
It was all have at it, I guess. Wow. A woman was arrested after attempting to book a flight at the New Orleans airport absolutely 100% naked, after which she had refused to depart. Mariel Vergara allegedly strolled up to the Spirit Airways counter at Louis Armstrong Worldwide Airport on Friday evening without a stitch of clothes on.
Is it possible she was just trying to make sure she got through a TSA check quicker?
Airline officers instructed her she wouldn't find a way to journey in her present getup or lack thereof and requested her to depart. However, she refused. By the point a deputy arrived, Vergara had pulled on a gown. Nevertheless, it was too brief to cowl her genitals. And he or she had no underwear on.
Huh.
She allegedly ignored orders to depart and scuffled with deputies, and she was taken into custody. She was booked on fees of obscenity, resisting arrest, battery of a police officer, easy battery, and remaining in the spot after being forbidden. She was being held in the county jail on $5,000 bond.
It's going to be very interesting when people start really flying again.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that.
A Boston man led several police departments on a roughly 20-mile car chase through Massachusetts and New Hampshire on Thursday with his five children in the vehicle. It was around 11:42 a.m. Officers in Plaistow, New Hampshire, were told by the Haverhill Police Department in Massachusetts to look out for a blue Honda Odyssey.
I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy.
Police initially reported a man, 29-year-old Alpalus Slyman, had thrown the woman from the car while in Massachusetts, but authorities later noted that the woman, identified as Slyman's wife, had actually jumped out of the vehicle.
Oh.
About 15 minutes after being told to be on alert for the Honda, a deputy saw the car traveling in the northbound lanes of Route 125. Authorities attempted to halt the minivan, but the car refused to stop. The sheriff's office said it was then told by police that the incident was being live-streamed from inside the suspect's vehicle.
Wow.
In multiple videos, Slyman live stream on Facebook, people in his car can be heard crying and screaming.
It was also picked up by Hulu.
Asking the Boston man to stop the vehicle and telling him he's driving like a madman.
You're driving a lot. You're driving a lot.
At one point, Slyman claimed his neighbors were spies. He also posted earlier Thursday morning, the coronavirus was man-made and former President John F. Kennedy faked his death. Dispatchers
was he going to visit him?
Were able to connect to the feed and advise deputies and officers that passengers in the vehicle were distressed and needing help. Maybe he was headed that way.
Yeah, good to see you, Slyman.
Yeah. Stop sticks and tire deflation device were eventually deployed and blew out the Honda's tires. The vehicle still drove off the road, struck another car, and continued to flee. The pursuit continued at a low speed after that. The minivan was eventually boxed in by a car from the sheriff's office. After being trapped by police, the suspect rammed one of the cruisers with his vehicle. He was then accused of driving into a tree and finally came to a stop. By the time the chase was over, the suspect had driven nearly 20 miles through 9 communities.
Wow.
Slyman was taken into custody without incident and brought to the county jail in Brentwood, New Hampshire for booking. The five children in his car were an 8-month-old, a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 5-year-old, and 13-year-old. They were all uninjured, and they were all his kids, by the way.
I wonder what the hell they thought was going on.
I don't know, but it seems like sometimes the crazy people reproduce
like crazy.
Like crazy.
Hey, kids, you want to go visit JFK?
Right.
Wow.
Okay, so he's going to jail, but he was live streaming the whole thing for everybody while he was doing it. He thought it was important.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Police have identified two suspects who are believed to be responsible for a disturbance at a Sonic drive-in that resulted in a glass door being shattered.
At a Sonic?
Yeah, the driver handed her food back to the employee and pointed to the receipt. After an exchange of words, the store eventually said, hey, we are refusing service. Minutes later, the manager threw the cash back into the car and asked repeatedly for the pair to leave. The woman in the driver's seat unbuckled her seatbelt and got out. She started yelling at the employees and even tried to get in through the side door. Then a man in a passenger seat hopped out and started punching the window. The woman tried to drag the man away, but he broke free, coming right back to demand his food. Meanwhile, the employees locked the building down, and just when they thought that it was all clear, the man is caught on camera reaching down under the floorboard and chucking a glass bottle straight at them. The front door of the building was left completely shattered. The two customers then left. They managed to track these people down, or at least who they were, and charges will soon follow. This comes after over the weekend, and every now and then, I love seeing videos like this. People in the drive-thru, Dunkin' Donuts, and they're filming the car in front of them. The woman in front of them was yelling so loud that they're like, we should probably get this on camera.
Yeah.
And it leads to, essentially, she was just wigging out and is just throwing stuff in her car. And they start throwing her money back at her. And it was just hilarious.
At the drive-thru.
At the drive-thru.
To get that worked up.
I'm telling you. All right, this is a terrible story, but I bring this up because it is a cautionary tale. And always heed this warning. A boy is in intensive care. This is in Denver. At a Denver Health Medical Center after a bounce house he was jumping in on Saturday was picked up and swept away by strong wind gusts. Ooh. Now, I don't know if they didn't have it anchored down or not, but you have to anchor those things down. They will They will absolutely fly.
Yeah.
A fast-moving storm moved into the area Saturday afternoon just as 10-year-old Rylan Robertson was attending a friend's birthday party, and he was critically injured in it. Robertson has been recovering inside the ICU. He underwent brain surgery due to a decompressed skull fracture with bleeding on his brain. And he also suffered several broken ribs, lacerations to his spleen and liver, as well as air between his lungs. So if you do have one of those, man, you've got to stake that into the ground.
Or, you know, before you do, watch footage of bounce houses lifted off the ground in windstorms. You'll be shocked at how high they go.
Yeah, and then even if they don't, they can just tumble and roll and roll and roll and roll. So please be careful if you're going to set those up. All right, in Massachusetts, a moose spotted roaming around was tranquilized and relocated by environmental police officers.
A moose?
A moose.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
An employee at Mount Pleasant Golf Club was setting up at the first hole around 7 a.m. and
Hey, look, a moose!
He saw the moose
for a moment.
Come out of the woods and run across the fairway. Another resident snapped the
phone. Why don't you forget the moose?
Another resident snapped a photo of the moose near her home.
Hey, got a picture of a moose!
Why don't you forget the moose?
Around noon, the moose was spotted going for a swim in the Merrimack River.
That's a swimming moose!
Why don't you forget the moose?
The moose was removed from the river to be relocated.
I find them amazing. They're so huge, and yet they seem improbable in the way they're constructed.
Agreed.
Faces are like...
They totally have that look about them. Biologist Dave Waddle said it was chaos for a bit, chasing her around, trying to push her where we wanted her to be once we got the dart in her, trying to keep her head up and move her closer to the shore. But in reality, everything worked out as well as it possibly could. They said that she'll be released into the Lowell Dracut State Forest, which is where they believe she came from. They also believe she's a baby, only 3 years old, though estimated to be about 600 pounds.
That's a big moose.
Now, here's a story from Vermont. Three people were injured when their car hit a moose.
Why don't you forget the moose?
Friday morning.
For a moment.
It happened around 4 a.m. Police say Andrew Dow hit a moose in the road. Two passengers were hospitalized for their injuries.
Did we just hit a moose?
Dow.
Why don't you forget the moose?
Dow.
For a moment.
Was issued a ticket for lack of insurance, by the way. It was just another moose story, and I wanted to have two. So there you go. In North Carolina.
Why don't you forget the moose? For a moment.
There was no moose. Oh. But sightings were popping up again in one neighborhood. Viewers say they've spotted a man without clothes running through some popular trails. Now, it's those same trails that had reports of a naked runner in April of last year.
Is it possible that it's Sasquatch at its molting season?
Maybe. It's in its molting season.
Right?
Since June 1st. About five people have reported seeing a naked man running near the Natty Green and Palmetto Trails. Mm. It's at a time when a lot of people are depending on getting outside. Some people say this violated their sense of security. Maya
that would hurt running naked.
Maya Nackerman was running near her home on the Natty Green Trail when she saw him. So I saw a man running up through the woods. It looked like he was naked, but I thought I was just imagining it. Then he came closer. She said, shirt, shoes, no bottoms. I was honestly just shocked, and I thought I was going crazy because no one else was here to confirm that I saw it. But she wasn't going crazy. On the other side of town, Esther Lierkes said she saw the same man. She said he was completely naked.
I thought it was a moose.
Other than running shoes.
Why don't you forget the moose?
She said,
for a moment.
I will admit I was looking him up and down, like sort of confirming, are you really naked? Not because I really wanted to see, but just because I was trying to assess the situation.
Sure.
Lierkes said from talking with the neighbors that she's learned that the naked runner has made several appearances during the first few days of June. So they're trying to figure out who this guy is, but he's running a naked all over the place. And there you go. That is your Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.